from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Wow, I've been waiting for this all week long. Going to be a great program. If you listened to my daily shows throughout the week, you got an earful, lots of fun stuff. Friday was a blast, by the way. Dave Workman was hilarious. We were talking about, well, he had to go there and start talking about Anthony Weiner. And what brought that up was the fact that earlier in the week I had been talking about you. Because, you see, I did something that I normally don't do. I went to talk radio this past week, and I listened to a number of shows on one day because of the news cycle. The news, the left-wing media, the progressive media, beating the crap out of Donald Trump to a point where I went and gave you the phrase ad nauseum and what it means. And I read you the Merriam-Webster dictionary of that, and to a sickening degree is basically what it means. And, of course, the news cycle, if your head's in the news, and you know you're a talk radio listener, so you're probably listening to other shows as well throughout the day. And I can tell you that you heard the same thing over and over and over again, and you got tired of it. You heard Comey, 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 Trump, Comey, Comey, Comey. It's just a different voice. And a lot of these talkers are friends of mine. I've been on their programs. They've been on my programs. Then I flipped over. My last dial, turn of the dial, was Rush Limbaugh. Ad nauseum. Same thing. God bless Rush Limbaugh. He's it. He's the man. He's the god of the radio airwaves. But I was done with it. I was tired of it. I was sick of it. How much more of this crap can you listen to? So I couldn't wait to get to Armed American Radio that day to get away from that and to take you away from all that. And, boy, I got to tell you, Dave Workman on Friday didn't disappoint, did he? Wow, it was hilarious. We started talking about Anthony Weiner. That was in the news, and it just turned into an awful lot of fun. So if you missed the program on Friday, go back and get it, armedamericanradio.com, or use the USCCA Concealed Carry app on iTunes, soon to be out on Android, may already be. If you've got those Google phones, the Android phones, check it out. USCCA Concealed Carry app. Look for it on the iTunes Store, App Store, or over at Google Play. It may be over there. Maybe you're ahead of me and I don't know it yet. I haven't seen anything on it yet. But go check it out, because you can listen to Armed American Radio, The Daily Show live. You can listen to this program live and get an earful and get your head out of all of that other crap, where you've got 8 to 10 different talkers on the day, every day, saying the same thing, same topic, just a different voice. Don't you get tired of that? That's what makes this show so fun. Get your head out of that stuff and move over here and talk about some other stuff, some fun stuff. Because guess what they're not telling you? While they're all talking Comey, 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 Comey ad nauseum, Americans are using firearms to save their lives or someone else's life across this country. More so than criminals misuse firearms. Don't believe me? John Lott will be here in the next hour, and we will prove that to you. Irrefutable evidence of that. KNTH, Houston, 1070. Great to see you today. Seattle, KITZ AM. Great to have you with us. Silverdale, Washington. Minneapolis, 1280, The Patriot. Tampa, 860. Love you guys. 930. Sarasota, 660. Orlando, the rest of you. Louisville, 970 AM. Great to be there with you. Greenville, Spartansburg. Love you guys. WLFJ, 660 AM. You're in for a treat today, and the rest of you around the country. Lots of shout-outs for you today. Going to be a great program. We're going to start with this, and I'm going to go to my first guest, Alan Gottlieb. I want you to check this out. And I want to get your comments, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And, of course, you'll hear Alan Gottlieb discuss this. It saddens me to see the amount of gun violence in this country, and it is even worse to see there is nothing being done to stop it. After every shooting, we discuss the horrific event, and we mourn the victims. But when will anything change? Discussion about gun violence and the Second Amendment is great, but when will we take initiative? Seeing news about shootings or acts of gun violence should never be something to which we become accustomed. These events will keep happening if the amendment is not questioned. I would rather see more regulation in the Second Amendment than feel unsafe everywhere I go. The Bill of Rights was written over 200 years ago, and maybe the Second Amendment was more applicable during that time. Currently, I feel that it's depriving me of my safety rather than giving me the ability to protect myself. Do you know who wrote that? Any idea who wrote that? Her name was Carly Novell. She's from Parkland, Florida. I don't know who she is either. Don't have a clue, but I mentioned this on the Friday program for a reason. Did you note? That was a letter to the editor, by the way, the Sun Sentinel in Florida on the 18th. Take a listen to this. This is from the Corvallis Advocate. I'm going to read you two paragraphs, then go to Alan Gottlieb. Remember what you just heard. You know, the Second Amendment is outdated, right? You know, it was 200 years ago. We don't need it. And we need to regulate it. You know, maybe I feel we should regulate it because after every shooting, we'll go there in just a second, but we don't do anything about it. Take a listen to this from the Corvallis, Oregon Advocate. Oregon's three new gun control bills. Portland, you're listening. Eugene, Oregon, you're listening. Salem, Oregon. Salem is talking. You're listening. Take a listen to this. This was from May 17th. Three bills relating to gun control are currently being reviewed by Oregon legislature. The measures were created to improve background checks for gun buyers, improve them, increased requirements for people looking to carry concealed weapons. That means you, law-abiding citizen, not criminals. Fix crucial loopholes to protect partners from domestic violence and ensure that guns are taken out of the hands of those who are at risk of harming themselves or others. That's paragraph number one. Take a listen to the final paragraph. Governor Kate Brown believes that however risky these bills could be to our constitutional rights, they are necessary in the current epidemic of violence to prevent events like school shootings, domestic violence, and suicide. Did you hear that? Do you remember what I read you from the letter to the editor clear across the country in Florida? Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation?
I'm great, thank you. Good to be with you today, Mark.
Alan, what do you think when you hear that stuff?
Well, I guess two quick reactions. One, talking about how the Second Amendment is 200 years old, so to speak, and maybe it's outdated. Well, that same logic would make the whole Constitution outdated. you know, our whole fundamental setup and structure for laws in our country. And then going back to Oregon, when they talk about it, you know, this may be an infringement, so to speak, of the Second Amendment. It may do harm to it, but so what? I mean, these are the kind of people that, in my opinion, are lawless. I mean, they just want the world in their view, no matter what, and nothing, no constitution, nothing is going to stand in their way. That's not just dangerous to Second Amendment rights. That's dangerous to everything we believe in, to everything the country's been founded on, to all of our freedoms.
Alan, but to use that logic from the letter writer logic, if you want to call it that, let's just say that's the logic. That's the emotional logic of the left. That's emotion talking. Because, you see, after every shooting, we go through this. So I would question the letter. Do we go through this after every gang-related shooting in Chicago, Illinois, or Baltimore, or any big city controlled by Democrats in America, any big city? Well, do we go through it? No, she's talking about shootings that make the news.
Yeah, let's reverse it the other way around. How come we don't celebrate every time somebody uses a firearm to protect themselves and their family that's protected by the Second Amendment? How come we don't celebrate the Second Amendment? This happens every single day, except that these people don't want to recognize that. We should be celebrating it, not attacking it.
Yeah, and that goes back to that logic, the emotional logic, if you will, of the letter writer down in Florida, and combine that with Governor Kate Brown. Keep in mind, this is a sitting governor of the state of Oregon who says, guess what? However risky these bills could be to our constitutional rights, they are necessary in the current epidemic of religious freedom and the right to free speech. How about saying that? To prevent people from reading what they want or worshiping where they want. How about we say that? Is that also outdated? And that's, of course, what you were getting to. That's the point that you were trying to make. It would apply across the board. It certainly would apply to our Fourth Amendment, too. I mean, maybe it's outdated, Alan, to feel secure in our persons, places, and things anymore. Maybe we should go back and relook at voting and who we let vote. Maybe that's outdated. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. I thought that was quite fascinating. I found that information and wanted to tie those two together. They are mutually exclusive of one another. They are not combined. They are two separate pieces, but I found both of them the same day, coincidentally, and I thought it made a great statement to marry them up and to show you what's happening on both sides of the country, because that's the way people think when they feel instead of think. I should say that's the way they speak when they feel instead of think. I'll be right back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, right after this. Don't go away. The Monster Cast continues.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, the Monster Broadcast is on. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Appreciate that very much. Boy, if you were listening to Friday's program, I was just talking with, sometimes the best radio is the radio you never get to hear during the breaks. We have some great conversations, and I want to remind you, go back and listen to Friday's show. I will tell you this. I'm going to give you a heads up now. I'm going to play the clip I'm talking about now in the third hour of this program, so make sure to tune in. But Dave Workman and I just had a ball. We lost it. That laughter kicked in, and we couldn't stop, and it became funnier and funnier to the point where I didn't think I was going to make it through the segment. I really didn't. I'll play the clip for you later, but we were talking about Anthony Weiner. Sean, you were, well, that was funny, wasn't it? Yeah, see, it was. He's laughing about it now. All right, and Anthony Weiner, I'm going to go there. Why? What does Anthony Weiner have to do with guns? Everything to do with guns. Now, Alan, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
How ironic that Anthony Weiner, a man who came after our rights and studied and trained under Chuck Schumer, has now pled guilty to some federal felonies, is going to probably get a couple years in the slammer, and now can't exercise his right to bear arms, the very right he came after us for. Didn't you find that a little bit ironic?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I really find ironic about it. But first, I just want to say that when you and Dave Workman lost it on the air talking about that, right after the show was over, he walked into my office laughing, telling me that you both lost it on the air. So you're not lying to your listeners.
It was so much fun to listen to. My kids heard it, and they were cracking up. They heard it afterwards. I made them listen to it. It was absolutely hilarious. So I will play it in the third. I'm glad to know that he did walk down the hallway and tell you that, because that was just an incredible amount of fun. Here's what I want to ask you about Anthony Weiner.
Before you ask me, let me respond to that question, though, because I'll tell you what I really find ironic. That Anthony Weiner, his mentor, was Charles Schumer. And right. He worked on Charles Schumer's Senate, you know, House staff, before he got elected to Congress himself. And it was Charles Schumer that put the amendment into law that's remained there in place that denies the funding for anybody to get their rights restored for, you know, a nonviolent crime. So right. Thanks to his mentor, what's ironic is that Anthony Weiner will not even be able, not only has he lost his rights, he won't even be able to petition to get them back.
Yeah, the irony there is unbelievable. And here's really the kicker. And the reason I mentioned this is Dave and I talked about this on Friday, and that's this. When he gets out of prison, if he wants a gun, can he get one?
Not legally.
That's my whole point. But if he wants one, he can get one, can't he?
I'm sure, and knowing Anthony Weiner, that'd be probably the first time he'll decide to get one.
And isn't it interesting that Anthony Weiner won't need a background check for a firearm? He won't have to get that no gun control law that Anthony Weiner proposed, supported, and backed along with his mentor, Chuck Schumer, none of those laws will stop Anthony Weiner from getting a firearm if, in fact, he wants one. The irony there, believe me, is not lost on us. Okay, Alan, I got to move quickly.
Wait, let me stop you again just for a second. I just want to make another comment. Please. When this was announced in the office that Weiner pled guilty and was not going to have his gun rights anymore and had to register as a sex offender, a chance is going around the office, registered sex offenders, not gun owners.
Yeah, right. It's really funny. This whole thing is really something. We're going to touch on it again. I'll be talking about it a little bit more in the third hour with the Matt Ogre. Alan, I'm probably going to ask you to hold over the bottom of the hour for a few minutes. Ernie Emerson from Emerson Knives will be joining me in the latter part of the show, but will it be okay to keep you for about 5 minutes afterwards? I don't think we're going to get through everything I need to talk with you about.
It would be great to do that, and Emerson makes fantastic knives, great company.
Yeah, he really is. I can't wait to get him on. Good to know that we can keep you for a few minutes. Let's start with this. Let me go to Facebook first, then I want to go to the Supreme Court. But Facebook, something really amazing happened at Facebook this past week. What was it?
Well, Facebook has had this policy that they don't let anybody, quote unquote, sell guns, through Facebook advertising. And what happened was both a police department in Massachusetts as well as a church were sponsoring a so-called gun buyback with no questions asked, started to run ads on Facebook. And some gun activists in Massachusetts complained to Facebook about it. And Facebook immediately said, yes, there's no difference between them and anybody else in the, you know, with guns. We have to be consistent about this. If we're not going to let guns be sold through ads on Facebook, we can't let gun buybacks happen on Facebook either. And Facebook blocked the ads from appearing on Facebook. So kudos to Facebook for at least being, in this case, consistent.
I don't know if I want to jump that far yet. Here's the question I want to ask you, because the operative part of that discussion is the phrase, some gun rights activist complained. Had gun rights activists not complained, would Facebook, do you think, had done what they did and nixed those posts?
Well, probably Facebook would not have realized they were running, and so as a result, they may not have been nixed. You know, there's a lot of ads that run on Facebook, all over the world, all over the globe, and Facebook tries to monitor those things to keep for their policies, but unless somebody raises the question to them, usually it goes unnoticed.
I wonder if I posted something about a again, this is what's important about this. This was a transaction that was occurring. Armed American Radio has a Facebook page. Obviously, it's got 100,000 fans on it. We talk about this topic all the time, firearms and gun rights and so forth. You can go there, check it out, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Join 100,000 other fans of the show. And by the way, we've never once paid for you to be there. We've earned every fan like on that page. They are true fans of Armed American Radio who found it and went there themselves, not because we go out and buy likes, none of that. Generic grassroots stuff. And I refuse to advertise to bring you over it. Go see it. That's about the best advertising you'll get. Once you get on the page, you'll enjoy it because we bring up some great stories from time to time. But, Alan, I wonder if I had done something like that, whether they would have nixed it, whether there's something in the algorithms. I mean, we'll never know the answer to that. They'll never admit that.
Well, this is an ad, and Facebook's policy is you can't sell guns with Facebook ads. And in this case, it was a gun buyback. Basically,
gotcha.
They were, quote-unquote, buying and selling guns on Facebook. And they were paying people money to turn in a gun. And Facebook determined that's no different than if, somebody else made an advertisement, I wanted to buy your guns on Facebook. And so they blocked it. And I have to give them kudos because at least...
Good, yes.
At least
under those
case,
circumstances.
They held the anti-gunners to the same standard.
That's good to know, because you're right. You clarify that for us. That's an ad, and because of that, they were able to pick that up. But that's because it was transactional. That's why. So good for them. Yeah, I applaud them in that case. Thank you for mentioning that. When we come back from the break, Alan, what I want to do is educate listeners somewhat for about 5 minutes. We'll hold Ernie Emerson on the line and let you run here. But it's a very, very important topic. There are some possible Supreme Court cases coming, and I want you to explain to listeners how this process works. How does the Supreme Court decide to take a case? What is it we're talking about? Because most people will pick up the paper, go to a website, they will see something online, they'll watch it on the evening news, and they'll say the Supreme Court is going to take this case. But I want them to understand the process that it goes through and why it was so important that Scalia be replaced. Now that he is replaced with Gorsuch, what this all means, if you could kind of, tie this all together for us, when we come back from the break. Fair enough?
My pleasure.
Excellent. We're getting ready to take that break now. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb will continue that discussion, and I'm looking forward to it because it's an education. You know, Armed American Radio does a few things. It educates you is one of them. Education, information for responsibly armed Americans. That's you. And we'll be back with Alan Gottlieb to learn something about the Supreme Court and how it works when it comes to taking these cases. And there's one in particular we want him to look at. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense.
can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
I love this time of the day. I love it. I get to spend it with you talking about this. There's nothing else I would rather be doing. I want you to take a listen to this. I read the Sun Sentinel letter to the editor to open the program. I just want to read this to you here. I'll do this throughout the program today, too. The Bill of Rights was written over 200 years ago, and maybe the Second Amendment was more applicable during that time. Currently, I feel it's depriving me of my safety rather than giving me the ability to protect myself. I wonder if the letter writer would feel the same about Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. You know, that was written 200 years ago. Maybe we should relook at that. Maybe we should eliminate what's called double jeopardy. Maybe we can just continue to try you if we want to, even though you've been found innocent by a jury of your peers. Maybe you shouldn't be able to plead the fifth. Maybe we should force you to incriminate yourself. Maybe we should take your property and not compensate you at all. Maybe we don't have to present an indictment to you. Maybe we can just come and get you out of bed without presenting a case against you and throw you in the slammer like Kim Jong-un or whatever that clown's name is, huh? How about that? Maybe that, you know, because that was written 200 years ago. I think we might want to look at that. I'll go through a few more of these throughout the program. Continuing quickly with Alan Gottlieb, then on to the great Ernie Emerson. Always fun with Ernest Emerson. And I got to tell you, I have three or four of his knives, and knives scare the crap out of me, but more about that in a minute. He'll tell you why, too. Alan Gottlieb, the Supreme Court, educate us, please. Tell us how. What is a conference? What do they talk about? How is a case selected? Who decides whether it gets heard? And what case do we have up there now that we want to see happen? We want to see being heard. What is it?
Well, there's a couple cases actually, but basically what they do is they held a conference on Thursdays, and they go over the reviewing cases, petition to the Supreme Court to see if they're willing to grant cert. It takes four Supreme Court justices to say yes to grant a cert to hear a case. And they spend a lot of time on this. Their aides spend a lot of time on it. The clerks spend a lot of time going over preparing why the cases should be heard or should not be heard. And then what happens is that sometimes it comes out on Fridays, but usually it's always on Monday, which is coming up tomorrow, whereby they will announce what new cases they decided from the last conference to take. And they basically do three things. They will either announce they're taking a case, they'll announce they're not taking a case, or they will hold it over for the next conference. So three possibilities could happen. And there are two cases that are sitting there at conference that have already been held over. The first one is Peruta, and I'm saying there's a slash to it because there's another case, Richards, that the Second Amendment Foundation brought that's basically a party to the case because the Peruta plaintiffs petitioned the Supreme Court for cert. We didn't on Richards, but we're a party, so if they take it, we get to file a brief with the court as well. And that's dealing with California's so-called, may issue concealed carry permit law, where in most counties it becomes no issue. And so it basically, since you can't carry firearms openly and you can't get a permit to carry one concealed, you basically have your right to carry banned. And that's the case that might be announced tomorrow. The other case is two cases that are consolidated as well, both were Second Amendment Foundation cases, Binderup and Suarez. These deal with two people that committed misdemeanor crimes that in their states were punishable by more than a year in jail or an indeterminate sentence. And because of that, the feds treated it as if it was a felony. These were nonviolent crimes that happened many years ago, but and their rights have been restored by the state of Pennsylvania, but the federal government won't restore their rights federally. We won that case. We actually won it in banc on Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, but they ruled one way why we won in Binderup and ruled another way why we won in Suarez, and sort of as a result, there's no real set reason for why we won with five different justices, or in this case with six justices, saying that why it should be that way. The federal government under Obama appealed that, asked for cert to the Supreme Court. If the court denies that tomorrow, it means we win, and that becomes the law of the land in the Fourth Circuit. If the Supreme Court takes that case, then of course we could lose, but I don't think we will. And if they take the case, then it could become the law of the land and stretch across the whole country so that the federal government cannot take your gun rights away unless they can show that you are a greater danger to your fellow common man than the average citizen is.
Which is what it ought to be anyway, because, all right, so in the essence of time, either outcome in Binderup Suarez will take, it seems to me. However, we'd like to see it go. We'd like to see cert and have it be and ruled upon in our favor. That would be the ultimate goal, right?
Well, that would be the ultimate victory. We had to, quite frankly, oppose them granting cert because we're the victor and we're the winner at the Fourth Circuit.
Right.
And so the government's trying to overturn a win, so we had to oppose the government's motion. But we did it in a way explaining to the court that this is really an important national thing. And if they did take it and ruled our way, we'd be very happy.
We wouldn't be upset by that. Okay, and then another bigger picture too on the case, the Peruta case. This has huge implications nationwide. If the Supreme Court takes Peruta, now if they don't take Peruta, and I think they're going to, I think they have to in this situation, don't they? With the splits, they've absolutely got to look at this, right?
Well, the splits existed for a while now, but they may be waiting for a different case coming up, basically the one coming out of Washington, D.C., known as Wren. So they may choose, since they know there are other cases percolating on the way up, they may choose at this point not to hear this one and hear a later case. So you just never, you really just never know what the motivation is.
All right, but in order for a case not to be heard and to become the law of the land in that district or in that circuit, the Supreme Court has to say we are not going to take the case. In the case of the Peruta, they haven't yet said that, so it just continues rolling over to conferences. Is that right? Am I giving listeners good information?
Yes, that's what's happened. It's rolled over to a couple conferences, which isn't that unusual. It happens a lot. And the last couple of carry cases that were before the court rolled over to more than one conference as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on this. And you expect the decision, this is going to come out Monday, right? We'll know whether or not they're taking either one of these cases tomorrow and whether or not it's been rolled over for another conference.
Well,
and that could very well happen.
We'll know one or three things. They're taking it, they rejected it, or they rolled it over again.
Okay, well, we're going to keep on this one.
There should be an announcement tomorrow, though.
Okay, any idea what time we'll know that? I know I'm pushing you here, but...
Usually it's done about 10 o'clock Eastern time or 7 o'clock Pacific time in the morning is when we should know.
Okay, and we can follow SCOTUS blog and everything else, or you can just tune into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense later in the day. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, my friend, for everything that you do, and thank you very much for giving us the information and the education. I appreciate it, okay? So do listeners around the country.
My pleasure. Your listeners are great. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. We'll be talking to you again next week. That was Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the man behind the cases. Now, I've got to tell you this. I have to tell you this. I know a lot of you are sitting, well, we got a great victory. Trump won, and a lot of you are sitting on your wallets right now. I know you are. Because we have that victory. But, gosh, I'll tell you, this is not the time to be doing it. When Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation can drill into something and move it through the courts that pushes our agenda forward, they cannot do it without help. Please visit saf.org and join us. I'm a life member of that amazing organization. These cases we're talking about were brought by the foundation. This is who's moving the agenda forward in our courts. And with Trump in office, pro-gun justices, pro-gun judges at the circuit court levels around the country, this is not the time to be sitting down, okay? When we come back, we're going to go to Ernie Emerson, and I'm going to ask him why knives scare the crap out of me. You're going to love the answer. Thanks for being patient, Ernie. We know you're listening. We'll be right back with Ernest Emerson of Emerson Knives right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Yeah, a little bit of Rhino Bucket bringing us back into the break. Love that stuff. They want to be AC/DC guys, but boy, I'll tell you what, they can crank it when they want to, huh? Rhino Bucket. Love that stuff. Welcome back to the program. Ernie Emerson joins me now, the great Ernie Emerson from Emerson Knives. EmersonKnives.com. Ernie, welcome to the show. Thanks for sitting through that. We had to get a little history lesson in from Alan Gottlieb before we moved on, or I shouldn't say history lesson, but a lesson on the Supreme Court before we could let him go. Did you learn something?
Are you kidding? I just was sitting here going, holy smokes, I live in California.
Right.
This is a very, very important decision if it gets, you know, I'm not a big on all the terms, but if it gets heard by the Supreme Court, that could change everything here in the grand, glorious communist state of California. That's for dang sure.
Well, it could wipe out your May issue. You know, the have to show that really the case was brought about because in California you have to show good cause to the almighty sheriff in your county.
Yeah.
And because you have to do that, that almighty lord. In the county gets to determine whether or not you can exercise your right. Now, the state of California and the Ninth Circuit and the state of California have already wiped out open carry. There's no right to open carry.
Yep.
And now you have to show good cause and can be turned down even though you're a law-abiding citizen and would otherwise not be turned down if you lived anywhere else. So there really is no right to bear arms in the state of California. Of course, we all know there's a Second Amendment. So this is a fascinating deal. I think they're going to take this case. I really do. Gosh, I'll tell you, I'd be shocked if they don't. Yeah. This case is prime for cert, which means the court is going to hear it. That's okay. All right, Ernie.
Hey,
go ahead.
Let me ask this question before we get off on the knives. Why does it seem that all the places where you need a gun to protect yourself the most have the most restrictive gun laws? Doesn't it seem like that's the case?
Let's go to Chicago. Do you want to go to Baltimore? Right. Yeah. No. You bring up the point. That right there is the question that they can't answer, and we can prove that. John Lott's going to be here in the next hour and prove that. Hey, I got to get on the knives with you, brother, because we held Alan over, and I've only got about 6.5 minutes with you. So I want to roll, man. I want to roll. All right. I got a great email from a listener who was asking about knives, and I called you on Friday and got your statement and told the listener what you told me on the phone. It was wonderful. Let me give the crib note version. I personally have your Emerson CQC-10, a CQC-7, and a Roadhouse knife. They are absolutely incredible, and I carry one with me every day. I have three of them in here now. You can't really hear the knives, but they're here. I have them right here in the safest studio in America. The CQC-7 is clearly the most widely recognized tactical folder in the world. Why?
Well, because it's probably one of the most effective tactical knives in the world. The CQC-7 hit that nail on the head in that it's not too big, it's not too small. It has a point that will penetrate pretty much anything that you ever jab it into. It cuts like crazy, and because it's a chisel grind, meaning ground on one side only, it's a snap and a dream to keep sharp. So, you know, it's one of those things that just came like a harmonic convergence in the knife world.
Yeah, and it definitely did. And speaking of the knife world, I'm going to move quick with you. The knife world comes together not far from these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studios. When?
June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is the Blade Show in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Cobb Galleria Center. It's the biggest knife show in the world. It's our industry's showcase event, and I will be there. If I may be so bold, I'm going to be giving a seminar at 9:45 on Saturday morning in room 104. It's called Becoming the Warrior, Taking the Less Traveled Path. And I would like to invite you, Mark, if you are anywhere near Atlanta, can you come down to the show and bring a couple books? I'm sure there's people that'll want you to sign some if you'd like.
I can come and see you. I always do. I can't wait to. I will absolutely be there. And let me go ahead and push this one. If you've never seen Ernie Emerson or never shaken his hand, he's the master. He is the master. You can come and learn from the best in room 104. I've sat through that. It's truly amazing, and it's really an honor to be able to sit there and listen to you and learn from you. It's really incredible. Ernie, on that note, I asked this question prior. You know, I want to ask you why knives scare the crap out of me. Someone coming at me in an offensive posture with a knife scares me to death. I'd rather be shot than stabbed. Why?
Well, it goes all the way back to, imagine a tiger or a saber-toothed tiger coming at you. It's the same feeling. It's going to touch you. In order to be attacked by a knife, we got to be handshake and distance, buddy. And that's
right.
That's up close and personal. And, you know, I really do think it goes all the way back to that kind of primal fear of sharp, pointy objects that are stalking you or jumping out of the bushes to get you. And I think that we still carry that in our psyche and all that. And, of course, a gun can be up front and personal, you know, close personal contact also. But generally, firearms are a little bit, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards away most of the time. So it's a little different. It's looking
that
look you straight in the eye distance, that's for sure.
Well, it's a personal, intimate attack.
Yes, it is.
And as you've said on the program, I've quoted you often, in many cases, you'll feel three punches to your chest and think you got punched before you look down and realize what?
Realize that you've got some holes and that you're leaking out.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
And
you know, a knife, for gosh sakes, you can stab somebody and all you got to do is nick an artery inside. That's all it takes.
Right. And somebody's down. And somebody that's carrying a knife to come after you wants that thrill of the kill. You can count on that person being extremely dangerous. If someone's approaching you with a knife, that individual has the intent of getting up close and personal, bad breath distance on you to do you harm. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, roger that. That's about as close a description as you could get, Mark. It's, you know, again, there's only certain people that will use a knife in a crime,
right,
or in an attack. And, you know, it ranges the gamut from the mentally disturbed to just the depraved, craved guy who doesn't have the wherewithal to get a firearm, but he's still breaking into your house to steal something so he can quench his meth thirst, if you will.
Yeah, they're out there. Unfortunately, they are out there. They're out there. From a defensive position, we've got about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
From a defensive posture, which one of those three knives, which one of your knives would you recommend to carry for self-defense or just a backup to the firearm that you carry? Which one would be the best, Emerson?
Well, I'm going to give you two answers. You'll never get a straight answer from me on stuff. If you like a chisel edge, it's got to be the CQC-7. If the chisel edge is too complicated, that you're just not interested in that, that Roadhouse knife is a bad mother scooter, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. I've got both, so I feel good about that because I have one of each of those, and they really are something. I got to tell you, they do jobs around the house like nobody's business. We're not just talking about a backup to a firearm. It's good to have a knife on you. You'll never know when you might need it, whether it's for opening something or cutting something open or cutting something off, or, God forbid, up close personal work. Mm-hmm. The knife is right there with you, right?
Man's oldest tool. It's never going to go out of style. You still need one, and it's like a gun. You thank God you never had to pull it out of the holster, but you thank God that you had it to pull out if the time came.
Ernie Emerson, Emerson Knives. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to seeing you in just a couple of weeks right here in Hotlanta, Georgia. Can't wait. In the meantime, EmersonKnives.com. Check them all out. Make sure to come see Ernie in room 104 at 9:45 a.m. during the Blade Show. More information on the site about that. Believe me, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry, often carry, absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Carry an Emerson for backup. Can't go wrong. I always do. John Lott, up next from the Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.